And joining us in the studio, Marcia Hyatt.
Good morning, CJ.
Good morning. What's our topic today?
Well, I want to start with a quote by Viktor Frankl. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. That's by Viktor Frankl, who was a neurologist and psychiatrist and also a Holocaust survivor. And he wrote about his chronicles his experience in a book called Man's Search for Meaning. As a concentration camp inmate, he talks about how he decided to find meaning in all forms of existence, even that horrible, horrible, sordid condition he found himself in, and with that found a reason to live. And his work post-World War II was a lot about this: between the stimulus and response, there is a space. So, you know, when something pushes your button, or something, uncertainty or stress happens, we have patterns, reactive patterns. All of us do. And the good news is they're all equally dysfunctional. I mean, they're all, you know, we all have it. It's just some of us, you know, the fight or flight. Some of us get, emotional. I get argumentative. You know, I'm a fighter. And others will just pull back and withdraw and not say what
turtle.
Yeah, exactly. just not show up.
Yeah.
And the challenge for all of us is to figure out how do I want to be in my life? What is the most important? How do I want to be remembered? How do I want to be seen? What do I value in my family? You know, for me, how do I want to find more positive in the world and build on it. I want to operate more out of love than out of fear. And honestly, when stress happens, I'm operating out of task and duty and
the fallback position.
Crabbiness and yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking a lot about this, the space between whatever provokes us and how we respond, and how can I get more mindful, more intentional, in that response. And we all have it. I mean, it could just be the little thing, like the email that came in last week, and I popped off a response because I, no, not that. And I'm thinking, I didn't need to, now that was a small thing. I didn't need to pop off that response. There was a little space there before finishing my typing and hitting send, right? That's that little space. But there are bigger ones where it's, I'm having a difficult conversation with a family member, or I'm living in total uncertainty or a financial stress. And what I've been thinking a lot about is what do I need to do now? So the more stressful the time I'm in, the more I can be intentional and choiceful and not react out of my least skillful, not so pretty, crabby
position.
Yeah. And so, and having been in that stressful time not so long ago, I became really aware of this, that that I need to do more now about paying attention to my choices and the spaces and my response. Because the more I practice now, and the Army, I won't exactly quote this, but the Army did the study in terms of using weapons, and they found soldiers that practiced using a particular weapon a couple hundred times had the skill. But they had to practice it a couple thousand times to have the skill in times of stress. And so I think that's true for us in terms of being intentional and choiceful. Is we got to practice it a whole lot of times before it's going to be available to us in times of great stress, because we are so busy reacting, right? So I've been thinking about that a lot in terms of what are different ways we become more conscious of that space? Because as Viktor Frankl said, in our response lies our growth and our freedom. So first thing I've been thinking about is, how do I do a lot more reflection when life is quote unquote normal? Because I still get my buttons pushed. I still get reactive. But it's a little easier to have that pause between an email and send, or a little easier to think about how I want to have this conversation. So the more I practice now, the more I'm being at a couple thousand practices under my belt. So when I'm in times of real stress, real difficult conversation, illness, financial, whatever, that I have a little bit more of a practice. If that makes sense.
It makes total sense.
So what are the different ways? And so first, it's getting clear about what you value. I mean, that's a really nice foundational piece. Is how do I want to be? How do I want to be remembered? How do I want to be seen? How would I want my friends to describe me? And honestly, in times of stress, they would describe me as tasky and crabby. And it's like, nah, I don't want that as my epitaph. You know, I want something a little more significant. So clarifying that, as I said, I've done some reflection on that for myself. And then on a day-to-day basis, weekly basis, just notice, when have I been reactive? Not to beat myself up, not at all, but to catch that opportunity that perhaps was lost, that I could have, oh, I see, I sent that real snappy email response and I could have called and checked out what they meant. I could have saved the message and sent it tomorrow. That just becomes a practice, again, that's more available to me in times of more uncertainty or more stress. One telltale, by the way, of when you might be have more choice than you know, is when something's happened and you blame everyone else for how you responded. You know, I would have been nicer, but he provoked me. And yes, other people do evoke responses, but we have a fair bit of freedom in choosing how we respond, because you can not return my call and I could have absolutely no response. You know, well, she must be busy. You could not return my call. It's like, what? I can't believe how rude. And I'm making up that meaning. And so I can choose to be a little bit more, look at myself, because that's where the power is. Yeah, other people are all imperfect and they mess up and they disappoint us, but that's not going to help me. And so when I find myself in that blaming, you know, ain't it awful, look at that, I had no choice, that's a really good time to say, what else would be possible here? What do I value? How can I live that in this?
How do I want to be?
Yeah, how do I want to be? And then, you know, some sort of reflective practice, whether it's, I mean, not everybody can do centering prayer or meditation or sit still. So even if it's just a walk in the woods and just, you know, what stood out this week or what stood out today and how did I show up and how did I live my values? Practicing changing the channel when you have the interior monologue happening, the reactive, oh, how dare she do that? When you have that reactive response, which happens, and it's physiological, it's the ancient brain, the amygdala, it holds us. I've read different numbers, anywhere from 30 to 90 seconds. It holds us. But after that, we have that choice. The ancient brain, you know, it's primitive, it's trying to keep us safe. Okay, thank you very much. But I don't think I'm going to stay with the ancient brain. I'm going to bring in a little bit more of my capacity. So practicing listening to that interior monologue and changing the channel, all of that, again, the more we practice it in quote unquote normal times, the more we can show up as we want to show up when the stress gets great.
Yes.
So between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. And our response lies our growth and our freedom. So may our week be a little bit more intentional.
And have spaces in between.
Yeah. At least notice them in hindsight anyway.
Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.
All right.